Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the 20th of October. It's Tuesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Well, folks, this afternoon I had, after a week's delay, the opportunity to spend an hour or so with Tex Mars. You know Tex Mars. He's the, I was going to say the webmaster. He's the main man behind powerofprophecy.com. He's been a guest on my show. Hate to call these programs, these forums, these hours shows, but he's been a guest on this program. And, of course, I have been a guest on his. In fact, that's what we did today. We taped a forthcoming broadcast of the Power of Prophecy program. And we spoke about my book, The New Babylon, but we spoke about much more than the book. We talked about the whole concept of this thing some people prefer to call, and say nothing more about it than that, the New World Order. And, you know, I made the point to Tex, as I've made the point, I think, on this program, that the reason why I wrote this book, which actually kind of came almost as a last-minute afterthought to me, the reason why I wrote the book was because of the fact that I was so tired of hearing so many people talk about the New World Order, but not talking about what it's really all about and what its origins are. And, of course, as I pointed out in the book, as I pointed out on this program time and time and time and time and time again, you cannot talk about the New World Order without talking about several subjects that are relatively taboo. That is, I'm going to say it, folks, Jews, Israel, money, and power. And those intertwined topics and those intertwined realities are what make our political system in this country tick. They are the energizer of the political system, not just here in this country, but actually in the events that are taking place around the world. Even in those countries where there is no Jewish influence, some of you want to call it Zionist influence, but I'm going to call it Jewish influence. Even in many of those countries around the world where the Jewish presence is little felt domestically, the fact is that U.S. policy and American policy directly affect those countries just as it affects the things that are going on in our world today. But, you know, Tex made an interesting point, and I've been taking a long time getting around to this, but Tex made the point in our private discussion off the air, and I always say that, like with my conversations with Van Lohman, sometimes it's the off-the-air conversations that probably should be broadcast. But Tex made the point that, you know, over the years, he has been confronted with this linguistic problem, which I have as well, and that is that there are so many people who just don't want to say the word Jew or use the term Jewish in discussing some of these things. Tex recently got an email from a prominent Jewish patriot who took him to task for implicitly, so the Jewish patriot said, implicitly suggesting that all Jews are part of the problem, and in fact it's really only some of the Jews that are part of the problem. But, you know, when you're talking about Israel, you're not talking about the Christians in Israel, you're not talking about the Muslims in Israel, you're talking about the Jews. And when you talk about the United States attacking Iraq, well, I'll tell you what, I didn't attack Iraq, and Tex Mars didn't attack Iraq, and it wasn't the supporters of RBN and the supporters of American Free Press who wanted an attack on Iraq. No, it was the Jews, the American Jewish community, and their elements. So, you know, yes, folks, we're going to have to mention that dread word, Jews. We are going to have to talk about the Mossad. We are going to have to talk about all these things because behind the New World Order stands precisely those things that so many people don't want to talk about. Anyway, more when we come back. Stay tuned. Listen very carefully to our sponsors.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. Restore the Republic. RadioRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All our times have come. Here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper. Not to the wind, the sun, or the rain.
We can be like they are.
Come on, baby.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't feel the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, as I say, I always catch hell from a lot of the Patriots. I catch more hell from the Patriots, folks, than I do from the Anti-Defamation League, really, when it comes right down to it. The Anti-Defamation League, they might mention me, once every couple years, and I'm sure they do a lot of things behind the scenes that I don't know about to try to screw with me. But actually, I come under more criticism from the Patriots for talking about Jews and Zionism and all the interrelated topics, really, than I do from the Anti-Defamation League. I bet you there's more negative stuff written about me by patriots than there has been about the at least in the public forums, than there is by the Anti-Defamation League. And then I'm attacked by certain elements who don't think I'm tough enough on the Jews, and they complain that, well, Piper's always saying nice things about Mark Lane, who is a Jew. Well, Mark Lane is a nice guy, number one, and Mark Lane is an anti-Zionist Jew and an outspoken critic of the CIA. Well, aside from all that, as I always tell you, you can't get away from the topic. Want some proof of that? I open up the Washington Post today. That's the liberal newspaper in our nation's capital. And I open up the Washington Times, and that's the conservative newspaper in our nation's capital. And guess what? Washington Times has an article headlined, U.S. Scientist Charged with Spying, Accused of Dealing with Israel. Then I turn to the Washington Post, and it says, Maryland scientist is charged with spying for Israel. Man allegedly gave sensitive information to undercover FBI agent. Once again, here's Israel in the headlines, and I'm not supposed to comment on it, according to many patriots and according to the Jews. Well, I'm going to. You know what my comment is? My comment is, quote, isn't it interesting, unquote, says Michael Collins Piper, comma, quote, that we once again find the term, single quote, Israel, end quote, coupled with the term, quote, single quote, that is, spying, end single quote, question mark, end quote. Isn't it interesting, folks? Once again, an American is accused of spying for Israel. I got thinking about this. Now, contrary to what Kinky Balloon says, I'm not of Jewish descent, to the best of my knowledge. I have no Jewish ancestors, unless you count my American Indian ancestors, who are said to be one of the lost tribes of Israel, so they say. But, you know, I have German ancestors. I mean, in the last 20 years, how many German Americans have been accused of spying for Germany, which is an ally, just like Israel is an ally of the United States, or so we're told. I have Irish ancestors. How many Irish Americans have been accused during the last 20 years of spying for Ireland, which, to the best of my knowledge, is an ally of the United States. I have Dutch ancestors from the Netherlands. The Netherlands, that's a nice, innocuous little country. But, you know, hell, it's over there in Europe. They have their concerns. They were invaded by the Nazis, as the Patriots call them. They were invaded by the Nazis during World War II. Okay, I mean, how many Dutch Americans have been accused of spying for Israel during the last 20 years or more? None. But once again, we do find Jewish Americans being caught up with espionage on behalf of Israel. We had this old goat up in New Jersey, Harry, what the hell is his name? I don't remember his name. About 85 years old. They let him off. They should have sent him to the gas chamber. We had Jonathan Pollard. They sent him to life in prison. They should have sent him to the gas chamber. Yes, I'm saying these Jewish traitors should be gassed. Poison gas, ladies and gentlemen. And don't get too offended by my use of the term poison gas. It has nothing to do with the Holocaust. Or maybe it does. Everybody says how rotten the Germans were for supposedly gassing 6 million, possibly 10 or 12 million Jews. We gas people in this country all the time. I guess I have to ask, why is it so bad when the Germans do it? And yet we do it here too, including innocent people, if some of the stories we're to believe are told. We've had other cases. And then there's been other cases where prominent people, highly regarded, distinguished people in high places, have been investigated for espionage on behalf of Israel. And these are highly respected Jewish Americans. Richard Perle, Paul Wolfowitz, Stephen Bryan, Douglas Feith. And this is just in the last few years, ladies and gentlemen. Is there a pattern here? Maybe I've missed somebody. But I'm beginning to see a pattern. How many Japanese Americans have been accused of spying on behalf of Japan? We've had a few. Actually, and it's kind of funny, we've had a couple. We had at least one Chinese American. We had at least one Chinese American who was suspected of spying for China. But you know what? They ended up having to drop the charges against him. Maybe they never even actually charged him. But I think his name was Wo Han Lee, and I'm not even sure about that, so forgive me if I missed the man's name. But the point is this, it was pretty clear, as I recall, and again, I'm talking off the top of my head, that the particular case of this gentleman was a case where it was actually Israeli espionage in the American defense program, but it was being blamed on a Chinese American. Anyway, as I say, it just looks to me as though Jewish folks have a tendency towards spying. Now, isn't it interesting that the Justice Department of Barack Obama has charged this Jewish American? He appears to be Jewish, Stephen David Nozette, with spying. The stories are all over the internet. I'm not going to waste my time talking about it, but the fact is, once again, the subject comes up, and yet there are people who say, oh, Piper talks too much about it. Well, yes, Piper is going to talk about it because somebody has to talk about it. I'm not the only one. I'm not suggesting that I am the only one talking about it, but I suppose I'm one of the few who regularly, let's put it this way, one of the few who have a regular open forum, a daily forum, who does talk about it regularly. And the reason why it has to be talked about regularly is because there's a lot of people who don't want to talk about it. It is easy just to say, well, I'm against the New World Order. But I think it's time, this is what I told Tex Mars today, both on the air and off the air, I think it's time we start talking about the realities. And I'm pleased to say Tex agrees. Don't get me wrong, I was not lecturing Tex. He certainly agrees, and, you know, we both agreed that it's no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's a waste of my time, and it's a waste of your time. If you can't talk about the facts and name the names, then there's no use doing it. There's no use for me to continue doing this program. There's no use for me to write for American Free Press. No. Why waste the time? All right, we are going to the break very shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We already have some callers lined up. I'm going to go to those phones very shortly, but in the meantime, I want to remind you that there is one way you can get the word out about this program if you should care to attach your name to it and say, hey, Mike Piper has a good program on RBN, or you want to say there's other good programs on RBN that you think people should listen to. You might even tell them they should listen to everything on RBN but Mike Piper's program. But in any case, a very convenient way to do that is to get the RBN business cards. They're $8 per 100, but I always tell you, you should send $10 in. Make an extra donation. You get some free RBN bumper stickers, too. The address at RBN, now you can get this on the internet yourself, right at the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org, but the address, just for the record, is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call the number here, at RBN, I should say. I'm not at RBN. I'm in Washington, D.C. The number is 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, This is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, reminding you to check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. I stopped down at the American Free Press office today very briefly and wrapped up doing some editing work on the big interview with Jim Trafficant that is scheduled to be at least an 8-page pullout in this week's paper, possibly 12 pages. I leave that up to the important people, the editors, the people who know what they're doing. I didn't conduct the interview with Jim out at his home in Ohio. It was actually conducted by Pete Papaheracles. We call him Pete the Greek, as I always kiddingly tell Pete. Great interview. No punches pulled by Jim Trafficant. You know, it's kind of funny. I've seen a lot of people writing on the Internet about Trafficant, and they keep going on and on and on about why Trafficant was sent to jail. But Jim Trafficant himself has said that he was the number one target of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Number one target of AIPAC. He doesn't say he was the number one target of the New World Order. He doesn't say he was the number one target of Bohemian Grove. He doesn't say he was the number one target of the Teutonic Zionists. No, he says he was the number one target of AIPAC. And he has talked about the Israeli lobby and its stranglehold on the American political process, its influence on the media. Now, you can dismiss what Mike Piper says about this, because, what, Mike Piper's a Nazi apologist, and he's a Hitler cultist, and what else? All sorts of things. Well, I'm a Zionist, too, according to Christopher Berlin. Not only a Zionist, but also a Jew and a Zionist, you know what I mean? So you can dismiss what Piper says about these things, but when Congressman Jim Trafficking says it, you got to stop and listen. But there's a lot of people out there who'll say, oh, well, Trafficking took on the New World Order, blah, blah, blah. Well, what can I tell you? Anyway, I could go on about that. I'm not going to. We do have quite a few callers lined up. I'm going to go right to the callers in a minute. If you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443. Okay, before we do go to our half-hour break, I'm going to go to a caller from Kentucky who is a friend of my friend Van Lohman. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and bring Mark up, and if you don't know, it's Mark from Kentucky. If you don't know who Van Lohman is, I'll tell you about that in a moment. But go ahead, Mark.
I just was letting you know that I visited Van today, and he seems like he's ready for that operation tomorrow. He's in pretty good spirits, and he's talking relatively well. And I think this what's going to happen after this operation, you're going to probably end up seeing a new and improved Van Lohman.
There we go. All right. I like that. Yeah.
For those who don't... Yeah, because he's been laying low for quite a few years. I think he's just about ready to come out politically swinging again.
Yeah, well, you know, for those who don't know, I think regular listeners know that Van Lohman's out there in Cincinnati, that he's an old-time friend of mine, and he just got fired from his job at the Gwen Mooney Funeral Home, not for anything he did. He didn't steal anything from the coffins. He didn't commit any sacrilegious activities with the corpses. He didn't spit in the faces of any of the mourners. He didn't try to seduce any underage boys or girls. He didn't get drunk and wreck any cars in the parking lot. He didn't do anything other than 25 years ago and going back.
He didn't
back
come to work with a Nazi uniform on.
That's right. He didn't work with a Nazi uniform on. No, years and years ago.
Didn't wear his white robe and cape and all that stuff.
That's
either.
Right. But years and years ago, he was involved with the Ku Klux Klan. Mm-hmm. And, yep. Well... And those who know this longer story, we'll make it very short. Van got fired. Van got fired from the Gwen Mooney Funeral Home, and in the process of that, the very time he was being fired, sitting there in the personnel office, he began having a heart attack because of the shock and dismay at losing a job that he was very happy with, a job that he seemed to have the support of his superiors up until that moment. And he had a heart attack, and now he faces heart surgery as a consequence of this heart attack. But like Mark here said, having visited Van in the hospital, we expect to see a new and improved Van Lohman when he gets out of there. And I suspect, to be perfectly honest, that Van is going to have a great big fat lawsuit. He's going to have a great big fat lawsuit against the Gwen Mooney Funeral Home and potentially against other people, perhaps government operatives, perhaps people in the Cincinnati Police Department, perhaps people in the FBI, other people, you know, John Doe's unknown, who may have instigated this firing. And,
you know what?
Mike? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking to Van today, and I thought about this, and I think after the operation, all that, I told Van the best thing to do is when he... You going to break out?
Yeah, Mark, hold that thought. We'll bring you right up right after the break. All right, folks, stay tuned. And in the meantime, you have a minute or so here. You can take a minute and say a prayer for Van Lohman. He's facing that surgery tomorrow. I wouldn't wish it on Abe Foxman. I'd just rather see Abe Foxman sent to the gas chamber as a traitor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. My voice is a little raw this evening, folks. I've been doing a lot of talking on the phone today, not to mention that interview with Tex Mars. So, anyway, we are here. We have Mark from Kentucky. Mark, you were about to make a point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking to Van today, and I think that one of the best things to do after this operation, he goes into recouping and all that and gets the lawsuit up and cranking, that you and Van get together and wordsmith a press release. And I'll actually go to the local news departments around here, around this greater Cincinnati area, and deliver it personally.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because I think people need to know about it. You know, I mean, and it's kind of interesting because the mainstream press always wants to report on politically correct things, and I would think they would just love to absolutely report on this story.
Yeah,
that's a story I think people need to know about.
They'll still latch on to it because it's something sensational. Anything that's sensational, they'll try to latch on to, you know. Even if they try to put their spin on it, you know, it's still, they will latch on to it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like I say, I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there, Mark, who are saying, oh, well, you know, he was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Well, you know,
he got
yeah,
what he's
okay,
going
the
to
Ku Klux
him,
Klan
you know
has a certain
Ku Klux Klan
reputation.
Was. How,
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he got what's coming to him. You know how bad the Ku Klux Klan is and blah, blah, blah. You know what happened at Deep South. You know about Mississippi burning. I don't know. I've heard it. It's just,
Mark, I'm losing you. Could you speak up a little bit?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said they'll basically say, well, he's got what's coming to him. You know about Mississippi burning and all that other stuff, and stuff that's totally irrelevant to what's really going on right now.
Yeah, but see, but I tell you what, Mark, that the average politically active person has to keep in mind that it isn't just the Ku Klux Klan that's demonized in the American media anymore. It's just those plain old white bread patriots that go out there and say, I believe in the Constitution. I mean, we've seen the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith spreading word among police agencies around this country and the federal agencies that if anyone even says that we should adhere to the Constitution, this person is a potential terrorist, a potential threat to domestic tranquility. See, so all these people that are just poo-pooing this matter of Van Loman and saying, oh, well, that was only a Ku Klux Klansman, they better keep in mind that the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and yes, it is a Jewish organization, that organization is filling the minds of the local police. If anyone doubts it, ask former officer Jack McLam about it. He has a program on this network. They are filling the brains of our law enforcement community with the idea that anybody who has any political attitudes or opinions or ideas outside the box is a potential terrorist. That includes the people who question what happened on 9/11. That even includes the people who question whether Obama was born in the United States or not. And as you know, I don't doubt that he was. But anyway, aside from that, that's why I think the case of Van Loman is so important.
Well, you know, there's so much, I mean, he's a raft of information. He told me so much when I first met him. And when I first met him, I think I said to you on in the email that, you know, I looked at him like he had a third eye in the middle of his forehead. I just couldn't believe what he was telling me. Hey, the Bushes and the Clintons actually work with each other, and especially all the Jews committed the crime of the century with John F. K.'s assassination. Come on, you know, he actually even offered me the book to read, and I was like, well, I'm kind of busy right now, and blah blah blah. And they offered me an excuse. And I was friends with him for a while, and I kind of like dropped out of touch with him. And then like 2 or 3 years ago, I ran into him again. I was like, man, I apologize to you, man. You were right about so much stuff. I mean, right after 9/11, I mean, that was a wake-up point. And I started off with certain fake patriots, which I'm not going to say names now. But I eventually came around to Wing TV and all that. And in fact, it was through Wing TV I got the very first copy. A Final Judgment.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got involved in that. And I was, wait a minute, I was like looking at their book list. I'm like, wait a minute, Final Judgment. Where have I heard that name? Oh my God, that's Van Loman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And up buying it, it's like, oh my God, he is right about so much of this stuff. And I don't necessarily agree with everything he believes in politically, but we're probably on the same page about 90 to 95%.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with with many of my best friends, nor, and in some cases, I probably agree with some of my worst enemies on things politically than I do with some of my best friends. So it's we don't have to march in lockstep.
No, we don't. And the thing of it is that he, I mean, when you understand, and he starts talking about that period of history when he was involved with the Ku Klux Klan, you start finding out all this other stuff with the FBI and everything. It's just like he's a raft of information. And it just, you know, it's a shame to see what he's done, what he's going through with this.
Hey, Mark, you know, I'm glad you called in, because it reminds me, I'm gonna take a minute or two here to read the introduction. It's not been published yet, but Van's book, which I've been working on a little bit, helping him out with some editing, the introduction to his book was written by Father Patrick Bascio, who is a Catholic priest. Now, and Father Bascio has many international connections with people who are nice and liberal. And mm-hmm. And I want to read this to the audience here, because this is very, very interesting. This is what Father Bascio says in his introduction to Van Loman's book. He says, during all of my now almost 54 years of priesthood, I have always tried to be all things to all men, since we all share our humanity, our weaknesses, and our strengths. Writing an introduction to an excellent book written by a former State of Ohio Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan is no exception. I met Van Lohman in 2007 in a small shop in Newport, Kentucky. That encounter led to my publishing two books because he worked with a newspaper that also had a publishing arm. We've enjoyed a friendship for 2 years now. This friendship has given me an opportunity to look through the windows of the mind of a man who lived in a world that I knew nothing about. It enabled me as a priest to understand the joys, the fears, the temptations of the rationales of not only the Ku Klux Klan and its history, but also for our purposes here to look into and understand the world of the conspiratorial assassin. Well, it goes on, but I just think that's very, very interesting that, you know, here we have the words of Father Bascio, very highly respected fellow, lending his endorsement, and I'm sure now his prayers to our friend Van Lohman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that if Van had his way about certain things, he would have done much differently than what it came out. But he was in it, and he went through it, and there's so many things he had learned while he was involved in that. I mean, it's just, including
what can I tell you?
Local crime, including what was going on with the local crime syndicate in Newport, and it's just a raft of information that it'd be a shame to lose it. It really would. I mean, and not to mention the fact that he's just a really sweet guy.
Absolutely. All right, Mark. Listen, I appreciate your call. When you see Van, you know what my feelings are about Van. So I appreciate your call.
Well, sir, can I ask one thing for you? Have you been checking your email lately?
Well, I have, but I'm behind in it as usual.
Okay. Well, I did give you some links to some documentary films that I've been checking out because I'm only a read. I also check out documentary films. One of them is an HBO special called The Protocols of Zion. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not.
I've actually seen that. I actually have that video on DVD. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. I found that, and also I found the Missing Links video, which is about the 9/11 event when all the Israeli ties that was involved in that. I sent you a link to that and some other things, too.
All right. Well, I'll look out for that, Mark.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for your call.
All
right, well, folks, I'll tell you what, we have Carolyn Yeager from Texas aboard. Carolyn was with us, I think, last night, but she's welcome here every night. Carolyn, come aboard.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you taking my call again. Yeah, you know, I'm calling about, I'm not going to take too long.
No, it's
I'm
all
calling
right.
about last night, what I said last night, because I was incorrect in part of my story, and I don't like to leave the impression because it sounded kind of stupid. So I want to correct what I said. You know, I was talking about a letter to the editor that I had written in response to a history teacher who had written. I said it was about the Holocaust, but anyway, it wasn't about the Holocaust. It was about 9/11.
Okay, all
and
right.
The whole thing was about 9/11, and that's how when I finally got in touch with those two fellows from the Constitution Party, and we met, and what I had taken them was information about 9/11. And I was wanting them to write another letter, and, you know, and that makes more sense, because why would Constitution Party people write about the Holocaust? You know,
oh, okay. Well,
but, you know, this was a couple of years ago or more, so
right.
3 years ago, so I didn't remember it right. So anyway, but still, there was a thing that when I mentioned, and I just probably mentioned the Jews in connection with them, nobody going near them as far as 9/11 went, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, what involvement there was, that's when they, you know, did a kind of showed they were surprised at that, and anyway, they never did write, nothing happened. But I also want to mention to you, did you see that today, in today's news, you remember Eric Hunt, the fellow who accosted Elie Wiesel in an elevator?
Right, okay, yeah.
And he was, you know, had to go through lots of problems in judicial system and so on with that, but he's got free of all that. Finally, well, now he has brought a lawsuit against a woman who wrote one of these Holocaust survival books, and the book, it's a woman named Irene Weisberg Ziblatt, and she's the one who wrote The Fifth Diamond. It's a pretty famous book. Her story is that when she was sent to the whichever camp it was as a young girl with her family, her mother gave her four diamonds that the family had and told her for safekeeping. Now, she was like a teenager. Why you'd put the diamond, give the diamonds to your teenage daughter, I don't know. But, and of course, she's the fifth diamond in the story. But she, what she did to save the diamonds, which she says she still has, and that she's 80 now, was that she kept swallowing them. And of course, then retrieving them at the other end.
Oh,
whenever the diamonds were in danger of being found or something. So and so he has he are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm
okay, I didn't hear anything.
Speechless.
Like
I'm speechless, Carolyn.
And so then she he in his lawsuit he says that this story this book is full of vicious lies and fantastical tales that turn Jews into haters and torment non-Jews and he has some other things. Now, you know, he's going to have a problem with this lawsuit. But he really has every, it's a wonderful, it's, I was just cheering him because, and he's bringing it without any legal help, all on his own. And he's also included Steven Spielberg because Spielberg did a documentary, included her in his big documentary, The Last Days. And I think in her book, as I recall right, she's also talks about medical experiments that were done on her and the other women that were in the camp and all this stuff. That I very much do not believe ever happened. So, you know, but it's interesting, and I think that considering all these hate laws, we all know that where the hate is coming from, and we ought to be bringing that out. I give this guy a lot of credit.
Oh, I do too, absolutely.
More courage than I don't know, good sense maybe, But it's really interesting. So I just thought I'd mention.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I haven't really had any time to get on the internet today and look around. But I'm going to have to check that out. That's very interesting.
Yeah,
might be kind of fun to get him on the show and talk about it here.
Well, it would be. It would be. He's of course they want to make him out to be a lunatic. You know, because
well,
of course anybody that would have caught Elie Wiesel
to the official line is a lunatic.
What?
Yeah, well, we're all lunatics if we question the official party line.
Yes, right.
So,
yeah, it's a pretty. There's quite a bit in the story. You'd enjoy it, so look for it. And I'll let you go now.
All right, good talking to you, Carolyn.
Okay.
As always,
thanks a lot.
We have another lovely lady with us here, Elena Haskins of the website WakeUpOrDie.com. Elena, how have
Hello,
you?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing it.
You're a little bit. Low level in my phone earpiece here, and I don't know if you can hear me all right. Can you?
Yes, I can. I have a very, my connection is kind of distant too, so it's at both ends, yeah.
Okay, and so if I may say a rude phrase, fatuous crap and I pack knee pads. those people who like to criticize you for being absolutely truthful about what's happening are a never-ending source of irritation to me. And I am just angry. There have been so many people who have not told the truth over the decades, and it ends up that people like you and me and many others sacrifice their own lives in order to make up for all the half-truths that were told before.
Yeah,
and
that's
these so-called
right.
patriot Jews, if they're genuine, they need to prove themselves by changing the behaviors of their own religious race persons, and that means using the time and attention now spent with the compliant white Gentiles to facilitate the transformation of other Jews that are sometimes referred to as Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, for heaven's sakes, dudes, how many years are you going to go around being afraid of the Jews? It's not attractive.
Well, you know, Elena, it's kind of funny. When I was talking to Tex Mars today, he asked me why I do what I do. And I said, you know, I crossed the line many years ago, and I knew I was crossing the line, and I couldn't turn back. But, you know, I wouldn't have had to have crossed the line if there had been other people out there who were saying and doing what I'm doing now, people in more powerful positions, people with more money, people with more influence, I frankly would rather be a rich architect building beautiful buildings.
Yes.
Rather than doing what I'm doing now. But as a consequence of the fact that I guess I saw the need and felt I saw the need on the one hand, and felt the need to communicate because I saw the need for someone to do it. That's why I'm doing what I do. That's why you do what you do. And I'm really bored with the people who complain about the fact that you and I and so many other people talk about these things, because they are things that need to be talked about, and I intend to continue talking about them, and I'm sure you do too.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't have to sacrifice my life if people before had had more testicular fortitude and told me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did I have to go through 20 years of a learning curve? Because I had been so heavily indoctrinated as a child. And also about the Klan, I sent you an email, and you probably know this already. For everyone listening, please propagate this information. Jewish mythology claims a long history.
Hang on for the break there. All right, folks, we are going to the final break. When we come back, we'll have Elena aboard with us again. Stay tuned.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We have Elena Haskins from WakeUpOrDie.com with us. Elena, go ahead.
Thank you. And so everyone, please propagate this information. The original Ku Klux Klan was not hostile to Jews. We're talking 1865 to 1876, and even had Jewish members, including Simon Baruch, the father of the Quartermaster General of the Confederate Army, apparently the father of Bernard Baruch, the chairman of the War Industries Board under President Woodrow Wilson in World War I, the Secretary of the State of the Confederacy, initially the Secretary of War, was of Jewish birth. Judah P. Benjamin. The Jews have been in the Ku Klux Klan since the beginning. And who's taken the heat for it? The poor, ignorant, white Gentiles. It's like, you know, go, cattle boy, and go out and, you know, get yourself in trouble, and I'll stay here in the rear and tell you what to do.
Well, you know, Elena, you always hear, I wrote about this in my book, The New Jerusalem, and now in The New Babylon as well. You know, we always hear about the Know-Nothing Party and how it was prejudiced against Catholics and Jews. That's not even true at all. The Know-Nothing Party was exclusively anti-Catholic, and one of the top leaders of the Know-Nothing Party was a Jew by the name of Louis Charles Levin. But you can check any number of books written by Jewish historians, and you can check any standard American history book, and they will tell you that the Know-Nothing Party was an evil, anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish political party.
Yes, and when people hear things like that, the first thing that they might want to say is, why are you telling me this, and what kind of a reaction do you want from me? No, it's like pushing the button.
Yeah,
Ku
that's
Klux
exactly
Klan,
right.
Ku Klux Klan. Oh, for heaven's sakes, 1865. Well, what happened just before that? You know, it's like, geez, people, can we all be more intelligent about this? And mostly, if there were more people who said, oh, big deal. So Van Loman was in the Ku Klux Klan when he was a kid. So what?
Yeah, well, see, this is it. You know, people are supposed to, you know, really be shocked and everything. And, you know, well, we could go on about this. But you know, the bigger picture, as I said, is that the reality is that anybody with any dissident political views is suspect in this country, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're green, whether you're red, whether you're yellow. The Jewish powers that be want to have absolute control, and you will be allowed to speak out as long as you echo the Jewish line.
Right.
Anything that runs contrary to it, you will immediately be put in the hot seat.
And you become a heretic and a dissident, and oh my. So all my best, Michael. I listen to you whenever I can, and it's always wonderful, and I'm so sorry about Van having
yeah,
a heart
well,
attack.
We'll just have to pray for him and hope he gets through this successfully. You know, any kind of surgery can be dangerous, even getting your tonsils out. But you know what? You know, if Van dropped dead today, if Van had dropped dead a week ago before he had his heart attack, Van has done a lot of good work. He's communicated a lot of important ideas to a lot of people. And I must say, he's been a very positive influence on hundreds of high school kids that he's lectured to over the years in Ohio. He's been presented as this extremist, and he's gotten up there, and he's just said what he believes, and a lot of kids have come away saying, hey, that might be an extremist point of view, but it sure as hell makes sense to me.
Well, bless his heart, and bless yours, too. All best.
Talk All right, thanks, Elena. All right,
bye.
Well, apologies to Eddie from Ohio, Eddie from Cleveland. He was aboard with us, but we've run out of time. We're wrapping it up here. God willing, folks, we'll be all here tomorrow night, including Van Loman, who goes into surgery very early tomorrow morning. Say your prayers for Van Loman, whoever you pray to. All right, have a good evening, folks.
With recent internet.